Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Birds at the bye. Catch all the Eagles action this season at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles, and it is Birds of the Bye benefiting the Travis Manion Foundation, brought to you by Bud Light and Chickies of Pete's. We'll be live all day from Chickies of Pete's, South Philadelphia location, 6 to 8 p.m. with the live broadcast, including the next 4 hours with the Midday Show. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. I was just telling a close friend of mine that you need to put more fiber in your diet. So, fellas,
Put more fiber. Where'd that come from? It's a conversation we were having.
All right. And we were talking about fiber.
I like regularity. The taste of Metamucil.
We need to normalize these conversations because there's a lot of men out there that don't like to talk about these things. Get your prostate checked, fellas.
Yeah.
Get your prostate checked.
You can get your blood tested.
All of
and
that.
Do the PSA that gives you a good idea
where you are. Joe don't get it because he's not there yet.
Oh yeah.
He's not there. He has a little bit of time.
Not quite.
You got to get your prostate. Like you got to do all. You got to go manual. Sometimes
not
you
even 10:05.
I know.
I mean, goodness.
This is what happens when you get me and this guy together. He tried to give me a 2-hour-old ass sandwich, and I was about to eat it,
and I stopped it.
I ate this sandwich in question.
Was it good?
Of course, I am being framed. This is inappropriate.
You did offer it to him. I offered him the sandwich that I ate.
It was an act of kindness. It really was.
I'm being framed like I'm a criminal, like for saying, please.
You were trying to give him an old sandwich. We're at Chickie and Pete's. He could get another one.
Oh, man.
I'm sure the sandwich was good even 2 hours.
I ate the sandwich.
We could be clear about that.
I ate the sandwich myself, and it was wonderful.
Got me a win this morning, too.
It had every single breakfast meat on there.
I don't need any
I love
shoes,
those. The waffle shoes that Nike's making now. Yeah, I love those.
You've lost control of the show already, Joe.
I never had control. Sometimes, you know how like the runner has to have possession before they fumble?
I never had possession.
Yes. This was an incomplete pass from the start. All right, welcome on in, everyone. 215-592-9494 to join the show. We got a lot to get to. And as you heard there, our guests in the first hour, we have a great guest lineup. Next hour, Merrill Reese will join us. In the 12 o'clock hour, you were debuting a new weekly segment with our guest today, Jason Avant, who will begin to join us on a weekly basis. He will be with us at noon.
Wow.
I'm excited for Jason to be on the show. He's going to be
great.
Awesome.
He's really smart.
We need more of that
on
this
show. You definitely need
which
more
is why
can we
have
get
you guys
him on
today.
Our show, too?
Sure. And
Are you sure we can get?
I'm actually talking out of turn. Yeah, I'm talking out of turn on that one. 1 o'clock, we're going to have Ike and Spike. Can you ask him
if he can come on our show?
I will ask him. Yes. I'll ask. I promise. All right.
Seriously, because I'm not going to be able to ask him. I'm not going to be here to ask him.
I'll tell him you requested
it. Yeah, we got you.
Could you ask him?
Sure, we got you.
No problem. I promise I will ask
you.
It.
Promise.
I promise.
Yes.
All right, we got a lot to get to. And guys, the Eagles off the bye. It is now the runway's in front of us, right? Like the trade deadline is in the books. It was a wild trade deadline in the NFL yesterday, including the Cowboys for whatever the hell reason.
Wow.
Trading a first-round pick.
Quinnen Williams is really good,
though.
He
is, but
he's had a down year. What, he got like one sack?
They're trying to,
and probably got like
trying
three
to make
quarterback
up
pressures.
For giving away Micah Parsons.
Which is stupid.
It is stupid.
Yeah.
They're digging a deeper hole by trying to make up for Micah.
Yeah. They are. And
so good. Good for them.
I hope Jerry lives forever.
Messing up even worse.
Train wreck. Why'd you say it like that?
I hope Jerry
lives forever.
Jerry takes his fiber. Feed him around for a long time.
Yes. All right. So Rhea's with us. John Ritchie's with us. So it's all in front of us now, right? The Eagles 6-2. They're coming out of the bye. They've got some reinforcements here with Jalen Phillips and Jair Alexander and Michael Carter, Brandon Graham, and hopefully some guys getting healthier like a Nolan Smith. So, guys, as we look at the Eagles right now, as they are today, the team that we've seen for the first 8 games and what we have going forward,
yes.
Hugh Douglas, let's start with you on this one. Do you feel better or worse about this team compared to where you were at the beginning of the season? So they are here where they are now, but think about where you were when this season kicked off, when they played the Dallas Cowboys that first game of the season. Do you feel better about this team's chances to repeat or not as good, worse?
About their chance to repeat? Allow me to pontificate.
Can't long talk today.
I feel like the fact that, you know, they're the defending Super Bowl champions, they're in a good space. But I feel, if we're being honest as Eagles fans, we still don't know what to expect from this team. Now, they're trending in the right direction. I think that everybody would agree with that. They've been trending in the right direction. But are we confident in saying that we know exactly who this team is? They just look like they could run the ball a week ago. Mm. They ran the ball well a week ago.
For the first time, really.
For the first time.
Against the Giants.
Thank you. See, Rhea, when you say that, people say, oh, like the argument flips for whomever somebody's playing.
Sure.
But you haven't been tested, and you can look at that game. Like Denver looked like they're going to be a good squad, but Denver barely got out of here with a W against us.
Yeah, Denver's 7-2. They are.
You know
good.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Like they barely got. So it's kind of hard to say what they are. I think they're trending in the right direction. I think these upcoming weeks is going to be the biggest test for the Philadelphia Eagles. I really, really do.
Rhea, where do you come down on the team compared to where you were when this thing kicked off to where they are right now? You feel better about the whole thing as we're trying to win a, you know, do it again and repeat, or not as good?
I feel better for a couple of factors. Now, I was making fun of they did it against the Giants,
right.
But, you know, they're facing a Packers team that just allowed Rico Dowdle to run all over them,
yep.
Basically. And they put like 160 yards. They had 11 first downs by rushing, the Panthers did. And, you know, I mean, we all watch that game. I feel better for two reasons. Number one, the Eagles are getting healthy. And the teams they're facing in the next 3 weeks have a lot of injury issues. Packers, we know, they lost the tight end. Their rookie receiver, Golden, left with a shoulder injury. So they have some injuries there. The Lions, after that, have a lot of injuries along the offensive line. Right after that, the Chargers, tons of injuries along their offensive line. The Eagles are getting, you know, you're going to get Nolan Smith back. Brandon Graham's going to play a little bit. You got Phillips. And I, you know, we haven't heard anything about Cam Jurgens, which kind of is
that's
interesting.
That's true. We haven't. That one's gone under the radar for 2 weeks here.
So I am. But, you know, I got to give Toth credit. He played well when he was in there. They look like they've changed it up a little bit with the under center. Tank Bigsby, we were all wondering, why did they trade for him? He showed something. So I feel a little bit better. Number one, they played some really tough matchups, and they're 6-2. And the next three teams they're playing are a little wounded, and the Eagles might be healthier and getting better.
Well, I think they are getting better. I agree with you on that. I mean, the last game they played was
their
best game.
That's what they do, is they get better.
They do. So, John, do you feel better about this whole operation compared to where you were when it started, or a little bit worse? All right.
I do feel better in part because I look around the rest of the NFL, and I see the state of the, you know, union. And there are teams in the AFC that are scary that I never expected. There are some teams in the NFC that are surprising, like the Seahawks and the Bears and you know, the Vikings.
Yeah, that Bears are surprising, though, real surprise
than I expected. But we're the best team in the NFC. I think the NFC West is going to be interesting to look at. The NFC North is going to be interesting the way it shakes out. But you add two number 18 overall picks.
you're going to die on this hill, aren't you?
Jalen Phillips and Jair Alexander.
What year was Alexander the 18th overall pick?
I don't know.
Come on, when Lamar Jackson maybe. Came out, something like that.
all right, 2018. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought about the connection between the 18th picks. I like that, actually.
When, yeah.
Clark
they
was
were
like
both,
eight.
They were both number 18 overall. These are, add these two players to the list of top draft picks who are taking the field for this Eagles team.
Well, John,
we
I
are
think, yeah, your point
on
it, Howie loves former first-rounders. Like guys,
of course.
If I had a guess right now, the Eagles probably have more first-rounders on their team than any team in the NFL. Yeah. I mean, just
gotta
like guys be. That at one point had huge pedigree.
Gotta be. And with Jalen Phillips in a prove-it situation, this guy, with Nolan Smith now coming back healthy and able to, you know, pull some blocking schemes perhaps
Jalen
himself.
Jalen Carter maybe let's being hope, healthier.
Let's yeah. hope Jalen Carter can get some push, too. You know, Brandon Graham out there doing a little something. I think Brandon Graham inspiring guys, making a difference, sort of elevating everyone else's play a little bit more. This team needed a pass rush. They needed help at cornerback. The pass rush will be better. We got help at cornerback. And with Michael Carter at the ability to play safety or nickel cornerback or outside cornerback, you got flexibility through and through. The team is, for my money, the best in the NFC. And until someone proves that they can take away
the title.
From us, they haven't been. No one, you know, they'll take away Saquon, but then we torch them through the air. And our defense, I'm positive, continues to get better and will be more and more complex as these youngsters get more comfortable with everything. And when it gets more complex and you got guys disguising a little bit better, I'm really excited to see where that can go, because right now it feels like we got a group of young guys who just get it done with great toughness and tackling and togetherness and understanding. I just, when it gets to the next level, like the, I don't know, junior level course work.
Yep.
That's really exciting to, in my mind, for making it confusing for offenses takes away their advantage. So I can't wait till we get to that point. I'm expecting it prior to once the postseason comes and once these games really start mattering.
So I'm super excited for where they're going. And I liked what Howie did the trade deadline. I think because of how bad the division is, the Eagles.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know, oh, by the way, I went in.
Have a great path.
I went
to
in
the
on the party with you and Kyle.
Thank you for coming to the banner raising.
I'm coming to the banner raising.
John, do you want to come to the banner raising? We raised the banner the other day. The NFC East is over. The Eagles clinched the division. We announced it before it happened.
They conceded the victory for the
it's
East
over.
Already.
Have you seen the rest of the division, Hugh?
I have, but I'm still.
Well, Hugh was afraid of the Cowboys until they lost to the.
I don't have my notes in front of me, but I have it written down in my notes.
I don't think you
starts
with
Green Bay. Well, look.
No, we're talking about the division.
I know. We're talking about
our record is 6-2.
Yeah,
so we play 17 games.
Right.
We have 9 games left. We're not even halfway through the season.
Tell
we can't say we've won
them.
The division.
I can. I encourage the Eagles to send out.
Even though it feels like we won the division, we can't
say
we've
won
the
division. It starts with Green Bay.
Let's celebrate. John,
there we go. Play the music.
John, I encourage the Eagles to send out the email with tickets to the playoff game. I mean, they have a home playoff game. It's just a matter of who the opponent is and what week it is.
Starts with Green Bay.
I should know. You also declared, didn't you declare the Phillies division was over?
Yes, he did.
A little premature, and then they got swept.
Well, but they won the division.
Yeah, they did.
As far as I,
tough
as
times
far
don't
as
last
I'm
for you.
Concerned.
Tough people do. That's what you have to remember. We'll be fine no matter what happens. All right. So
the rest of the NFC is pretty good.
Well, that's why. So John,
we need to seed ourselves as high as possible.
I agree with that. Yeah.
The division no longer matters as much as it did to start the season. That's the first goal. So if you feel like it's over, okay, good for you. I'm focused on getting 13, 14 wins and being a one seed because. It's going to get tricky having to play good teams
it
like
is.
The Lions or the Seahawks. If you have to go
to Seattle.
Out there to
oh, yeah.
Seattle
yeah,
you don't
yeah.
want to do
to
that
play that team.
I don't remember the last time the Eagles won in Seattle. Does
no,
anybody?
We
I mean,
don't win
you and
in
Hugh
Seattle.
May have been playing for the Eagles the last
I think,
time.
I think that probably was the last time.
I'm serious.
I don't want
they
to
never beat Russell
there.
Wilson there.
No.
So that, so you take away his
no.
you know his whole yeah. career. It's a long time ago. So you guys all brought great things to why you feel better. So I don't feel bad. I feel good about where the Eagles are going. But compared to where I was at the beginning of the season, a couple things have me, like, I still need to see more before I feel great. Number one, coming into the year, guys, I just thought they were clearly the best team in the NFC. Does it feel that way to you guys right now? It feels to me like they are.
Yes.
It really? Because it does. For me, it feels like they.
Talent-wise,
who
Joe,
does it feel like is a better team in the NFC?
Well, I can't say the Eagles are clearly better than the Rams right now. I can't say that.
I haven't seen Seattle,
we
but
beat the
they
Rams.
Look,
well,
they look
but John,
efficient.
That
they
game,
might be more efficient.
All right,
that, we needed
the Rams
a we needed a blocked
field goal.
Right.
I don't care.
We needed a blocked field goal.
I don't care.
But they outplay
them.
Did they not outplay the Eagles
I don't
for most
care.
Of that? All right. Well, I do.
Well,
we
did
beat
the
them.
did the Chiefs not win all those kind of games
they
last
did.
Year
they
on
did.
Their way to
skin
going to the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Where they got their ass kicked by the Eagles?
You can't say we're
they won games like that all the time.
Then when we beat them.
Yeah, but I just feel like when like the year started, I thought the Eagles were clearly the class of the NFC. Now I look at it like they are very similar to me to. The Rams.
Okay, they are similar, but we just got a lot better.
Seattle is probably the most underrated team in the NFL. I mean, they've won 3 games already by like 14 or more points.
I'm excited that
they're
going to be good because I think that makes it more interesting in the NFL.
Yes.
I like that. I like it when is it even called Quest Field or is it Monster
Field
or whatever
it is? Yeah, something like that.
When that place is a happening
Lumen, maybe Lumen or whatever they call it.
It's
Lumen,
cool.
Yeah,
you know what it is? You know what it is for me when I watch the Eagles play? It's we know the potential. We know the stars. We know the cast. But it's almost like when we watch our team play, and maybe it's because we watch it so closely or so intently, that it doesn't look like it's clicking on all cylinders.
It's not
all
been
the time.
Consistent throughout.
And when you
that's the problem.
See,
we scrutinize it too hard.
Maybe.
You know what it is?
I'm not taking that off the table.
It's like when you're in 10th grade, when you're 9th or 10th grade, and you got a big zit on your cheek, and you look at it, and you scrutinize it, and you see it, and you feel like everyone's staring at it.
But
no one's really staring at it.
But here's the thing, John.
Who is the zit? Adoree Jackson in the first half of the season?
No, but here's the thing, and this is how I looked at it. Go back to the first game of the season Thursday night. That looked a little clunky.
Yeah, but there were reasons for that.
Well, no, I get that real.
Your best Carter, defensive player gets thrown out before the first play of the game.
I get
there's
that.
An hour lightning delay.
I get that.
The Eagles were starting to roll in that game, and then things got wonky.
But you look at – take that one, that small sampling size, and then you look at the rest of the NFL from that weekend, and it looked like they were running, flowing. Everybody had the new offense coordinator, whatever. Then you come back the following week, and it looks similar. to the first week.
Yeah, they hadn't been able to put halves together.
And then you have the rest of the NFL rolling. So that's why, you know,
Green
and to
Bay
your point,
has lost to the Browns and the Panthers.
Yeah, but that's yeah, why,
it feels
and like I said,
the rest of the NFL has sort of put it together a little more completely maybe than we have, but we were on a bye.
Well, yeah, but we hold our team to a higher standard.
Yes, we do.
With
certainly.
That, I just need to see like what they look like after bye. Because, like, at this point last year,
we'll be better.
Well, I think they will be. But at this point last year, we started to figure out what the identity was, right? They were going to be the best running team in pro football, and the defense was coming along. When the season started, I thought they were going to be the best running team again. What are they
great
at?
Yes, we weren't.
Right, so maybe.
But what we're doing is we are staring at the zit, which is our running game.
Yeah, I like that metaphor.
Too hard. It's not as big and bad as we thought. Like, okay, the zit is not, it's not a boil. It's not ingrown.
It's not
it'll
boil,
go away.
No. You can't get the 6-2
It'll eventually
boil.
Heal if we just pop it.
Could lance
and,
it.
And we're popping on it. We're working on it during this bye week.
Was that how we hit the trade deadline?
Positive.
Lancing the boil?
Yes. They lanced it. They lanced it together. And Jeff Stoutland put a bandage on there and some, I don't know, what else? Some benzoyl peroxide lotion to help keep
Red Johnson.
And maybe some swelling. We'll put some ice on it to keep the swelling down. It's a cold compress. It's going to be better when they return. We're better equipped. We have better players on the defensive side of things, and we have a better plan on the offensive side of the things. Let's hope there's a little more harmony and unity when the offense approaches playing football again.
What do we think is going to be their around. Calling card down the stretch? Because I feel like every team that wins a championship has one. Last year we knew
what
it was.
Every good team runs the football.
But we haven't except for one
we
game.
We will run.
So you're
the
confident
football.
In that. Okay, so
sounds like he's a little bullish on that.
Here's where I'm at. If they come out Monday night and they run it on Green Bay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not asking for 270 yards, Rhea, but if they run it similarly or well like they did against the Giants and they beat the Packers and the run game is back, then it's right there. I mean, the path to the one seed, the path back to the Super Bowl. I guess I need more consistency on both sides.
Yeah, I'm more on that if the pass rush is there and better. Because, you know, honestly, that's what crushed the Chiefs in the Super Bowl was that they just came after him in waves.
Yep.
So, you know, with Phillips and if Carter's a little healthy and they're able to rotate Jalix in and out and give Brandon a couple snaps here and work Nolan back in, if you can start getting that pressure again.
I still haven't seen anything from Jalix Hunt that makes me think
the last couple
be good.
Games he's,
well,
he's had
he's
a
come
he's,
along.
I thought
he's
the Giants game was really? The best game of his career.
He's, he's starting to look better. He's starting to look better.
All right, well.
But he shouldn't be getting that many snaps to begin
Jalen
the season.
Phillips. Might be the BG
is he going to come in and just take all the snaps now?
Not all
is
the snaps.
Brandon Graham, Jalen Phillips, Nolan Smith. Is Jalix Hunt going to get snaps?
Yeah.
He'll get
snaps. I think you're looking more at a rotational thing.
Which is probably what he should have been the whole time anyway.
I don't think he's that good.
They want to keep the ends fresh. They want to keep those edge rushers fresh.
I just don't think he's one that I want on the field as much as
well,
the
I think
other
they
one.
Agree with you, John, now. Because
that's why they made the moves.
I mean, think about how all the edge rushers they've either tried to get or they did get, right? Yeah. They got Brandon Graham. They got Phillips. I think you're onto something there. 215-592-94. Let's get a phone call up here. We're live at Chickies at Pete's today for the Birds at the Bye. Chris in Middletown up on the Midday Show with Rhea and John with us. What's up, Chris?
Happy hump day, crew.
Happy birds at the bye day. What's up, Chris?
It's been a while.
Man, what's up, brother John?
I know. A lot. Many things. Hey, you know Chris is pretty buff, guys.
Oh, yes, I've met Chris.
We see Chris all the time. We just hung out with him last week.
Oh, really?
He's not that tall.
Did you ever arm wrestle him?
I have not.
Hugh, how dare you take shots at me for not being that tall? You don't have long arms.
Hey, do you think that you could beat him in arm wrestling, Hugh?
No. Look, he got that. He's shorter to. He's like slower.
He's
slower,
like a
lower
body
to the ground.
Builder.
Yeah,
slower to the ground.
But I can show
you're
you
not
some
that
technique.
Much taller
I can
than
show
Chris,
you
are
technique
you?
So you can beat him.
I'm like a whole foot taller.
You
than
can
Chris.
Beat him. Yeah, hey, Chris, okay. Hugh can beat you in arm wrestling.
John is on. Hey, one. John is on one this morning.
Lay out the challenge, Hugh. Listen, our two old, you know, rear ends will get out there and, you know, walk around.
It's going to tear your biceps.
That's why I don't want to do it.
I'm already dealing with a half torn Achilles, and I don't know where that came from. But, you know, getting old.
Damn, you are falling apart.
How'd you do that? Like, what are you doing, man? Were you trying to sprint somewhere?
No, it's not like he was swinging from the chandelier.
You're doing some wind sprints?
He was chandelier swinging.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, when you're 48, you can't do things that when you were 20. Let's just put it there and leave it there. Okay?
But you could give it that old college try.
Yeah. Let's get into this Eagles talk here. The Eagles are better. Here's why I say that. Okay, so going into the season, we had a lot of concern about the pass rush, and now Howie brought in the reinforcements. So, you know, we got BG back, and more importantly, though, we got who can be a top 10, 15 pass rusher in this league under the Vic Fangio system and Phillips. So we addressed that concern. We had concerns about cornerback. Well, he added Carter. He brought in Jair Alexander. So, like, he's making moves to improve these things. We also had a concern about one badass running back that we got named Barkley in the backfield, but you know, a lot of tread been worn off those tires. Well, Howie went out and brought in a tank for support. So I think we are definitely in a better position. Now, here's the deal. You guys mentioned this. We are getting healthier. Play calling is starting to click a little bit. The coaches are starting to figure out what works, what doesn't work. Here's the other thing that I think is going to be a major improvement. Since the trade deadline yesterday, that door shut, I think AJ is going to be a little bit quieter because now he knows he can't force his way out. He knows he's here till the end of the year, so he may just make the best of it. Maybe that's a little wishful thinking on my part.
It probably is, but you're right in that nothing's going to happen. Like, he's here until the offseason no matter what he does.
AJ complained during a Giants playoff game in which they were crushing them by about 30 points.
They were winning by 24 when he was screaming on the sidelines.
24.
I wrote it down. I remember it.
That's
when it really started, Rhea.
That
was his first year here. It's a Chris Kufonka. It's a great point. I just think this is what we have with AJ. Hopefully they can make it work.
Yeah, and you know, listen, we all have friends, you know, sisters. I'm the sister, that sister. The ones who are just like, you have to manage them sometimes.
Yep.
So, what are you
right here?
You said, no, because that spoke to me. When she said that you had to manage them.
Yeah.
And I, because I have a brother.
Yeah.
That I have to manage.
And that, I mean, it's true. There's certain people in your life.
Like you got to manage.
You just have to manage them. Yeah. And, you know, you love them and you want them part of the family. But occasionally you're like,
stop calling me.
Yeah.
Quit calling my
phone.
Just
any more wine.
Enough is enough. Sometimes you got to say, all right, 215-592-9494.
Stop calling me.
We are live at Chickies at Pete's in South Philly. Catch all the Eagles action this season at the official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles, Chickies at Pete's. Do you feel better or worse about the Eagles than you did when the season began? Trade deadline in the books. All right, coming up, your phone calls, and we'll talk about each of the players the Eagles brought in, our expectations for those guys down the stretch of the season with the trade acquisitions by Howie Roseman. That's the next Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.